Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. As we are close to Hanukkah now, or maybe it's already Hanukkah by the time you hear the story, it's definitely the right time to tell a Hanukkah story. And as I mentioned before, we should all become Hanukkah storytellers at this time of year, because that's part of the observation of Hanukkah. Hanukkah is a time for Persumei Nisa, to publicize the miracle of the story of Hanukkah. And therefore, everyone should try to publicize it to themselves, to their family, to their friends, to everybody. The whole world should know that Hashem did a big nace, a big miracle for the Jewish people at the time of Hanukkah. And it's important to let the whole world know. In fact, that's the reason why we specifically put our menorahs in a place where people will see them. Now, the truth is that it's also a good time to tell any story about a miracle which Hashem did for you or for someone you know or someone you heard about. Of course, the primary idea is to tell a Hanukkah story, and in fact, the Hanukkah story, but it's also good to tell other miracle stories as well. Today's story is seemingly not so much about a miracle, but it's about two wagon drivers. One of them was named Tzvi. He was a very speedy wagon driver, young, and he was strong. He was in a hurry. He loved to drive his wagon really, really fast. The other wagon driver was named Muttel. He was older. He took his time. And his wagon driving kind of sounded like this. But he was dependable. And he got there, he just didn't necessarily go so fast to get there. In any case, one day, a Jew walked into the inn, into the little hotel, where these two wagon drivers would find their customers. A lot of times wagon drivers, meaning the kind of wagon driver not like that works on a farm, but a wagon driver like a taxi driver or an Uber driver that we have these days, that you pay them money, and they take you to a certain place. So these two wagon drivers, Tzvi, which by the way, Tzvi means a deer, which runs very fast. So he was sort of like his name. And Muttel, which is really a nickname for Mordechai, which I don't think has anything to do with speed. But in any case, they would stay in the lobby of this hotel, of this little inn, and they would wait for customers. So one day a Jew walks in there. It was actually one of the nights of Hanukkah. And he said to the innkeeper, the person in charge of the inn, the owner perhaps, I'm looking for a wagon driver, Baal Agala. Baal Agala means the owner of a wagon. And I have to get to the fair in Leipzig. What's the fair in Leipzig? So in those days, they used to have business fairs. Really, it was for mainly owners of stores, and owners of businesses, that they would buy lots and lots of things. Like, let's say, for example, a person owned a shoe store. So it could be he didn't make the shoes himself, although that also could be. But it could be that he would go to Leipzig, to the fair, which was a big business fair in that area, and once a year, once every 6 months, or he would go there and buy a whole lot of shoes, and he would bring them back, and during the next year, the next 6 months, he would sell these shoes. Or maybe somebody who had a hat store, or somebody who had a store for tools, or whatever it was. And they would go to this fair in the city of Leipzig every once in a while and get supplies. So the way it worked was that if you got there nice and early in the morning, you could get a lot of good deals on good merchandise, on good things that people were selling. But later on in the day, if you got there late, a lot of the good stuff was already gone, and it could be that your trip would be not so profitable, or maybe even a waste. So it was very important for this traveler, this Jewish person, to get there nice and early. Now, the truth is there was another Jewish person who wanted to get to the fair also, who came in a little bit later. So he goes over to the innkeeper, the first Jew, and he says, his name was Shmuel, the first Jew. And he says, I need to find a Baal Agala, a wagon driver. I have to get to the fair in Leipzig tomorrow, nice and early. Nice and early so I can get lots of good deals. Is there a wagon driver here? So the innkeeper said, well, sure. Zvi is the fastest wagon driver. He's right over there if you want. You know, you could ask him. Okay. So Shmuel went over to talk to Zvi. He said, listen, I hear you're a wagon driver. I have to get to the fair in Leipzig early in the morning. Can you get me there nice and fast? So Zvi said, sure. I just have to light my Hanukkah candles. It's right now just about time to light Hanukkah candles. I have to light my Hanukkah candles, and then we are off. Okay, said Shmuel, good enough. So Shmuel apparently had already lit his Hanukkah candles, or maybe he was going to light at the same time. I'm not sure what happened with him. But Zvi, what he did was, he went over and lit Hanukkah candles, and he lit them really quick, said a bracha really quick. And then he said to the innkeeper, Mr. Innkeeper, please watch my Hanukkah candles for me. I have to go. All right, said the innkeeper, go ahead. And out they went, out the door, into the wagon. And off went Zvi in his wagon with his very, very fast horse. In a cloud of dust, actually probably more like in a cloud of snow, because it was icy and snowy at that time, it was Hanukkah time. And in that part of the world where the story took place, Hanukkah is usually cold and icy and snowy. And that's what it was that night. It was very cold and very icy and snowy. Okay, so now comes the second businessman. He comes in next. His name is Yisrael. And he goes over to the innkeeper and he says, Mr. Innkeeper, I have to get to the fair in Leipzig tomorrow nice and early to get good deals. Is there a wagon driver here? It's a Balagola. And the innkeeper said, yeah, there's Matel over there. You just missed Zvi, who's the fast wagon driver. Matel's not such a fast wagon driver, but he'll get you there. Why don't you go over and talk to him? Okay, said Yisrael. So he went over and he talked to Matel. He said to Matel, Matel, I have to get to the fair in Leipzig early in the morning. Can you get me there quick? Now, you have to understand that it was a long drive from there to the fair in Leipzig. And usually it took all night. They would leave, let's say, 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the evening. It was already dark by 5 o'clock or close to it. And they would have to drive all night long. And if you were very fortunate, you had good conditions, you might get there early in the morning. And then, of course, they would go right to Davin, hopefully, and right to the fair. So Yisrael said to Matel, fine, let's go. Matel said, I'm sorry, I didn't light my Hanukkah candles yet. It's just now my first chance to light them, and I have to light them before we go. Okay, fine, said Yisrael. Go ahead and light your Hanukkah candles. So, very good, Matel takes out from his pocket a big chunk of cotton, and he begins to make wicks. His own handmade wicks for his menorah. And Yisrael said, what are you doing? He said, well, this is part of the mitzvah, preparation for the mitzvah. So I make my own wicks. Why should I get wicks from somebody else or buy wicks? I want to do it myself. I love the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. And this is a preparation. Okay, said Yisrael, go ahead. And so Matel makes his wicks, spends a lot of time making nice wicks. Then he takes out a very nice little menorah. It's not that big because he was often on the road, but it was a nice menorah. And he carefully pours the oil into the cups. And he takes the wicks and put them in carefully. And then he takes some matches. He lights the shamash, which was a very nice beeswax candle. And he says the brachas nice and slow. With lots of kavana and a lot of love for Hashem. And then he lights the menorah. Now, of course, Yisrael is a businessman, and he knows you have to get there quick to the fair. Leipzig is a little bit impatient because he also loves mitzvahs, but, you know, he has to get to the fair. So he's a little bit impatient now that this is taking so long. They figure it's okay, now we're ready to go. Not so fast on Matel. He has to sing the song that we sing after the candles are lit. Some people sing a Neres HaLalu, some sing Masur, Some sing both. Could be Michael sang both, and he sang it, and he did all the repetitions, and all the verses, and all the sections, and all the niggun parts, and it took quite a while. But finally, he was done. And Yisrael said, okay, let's go. Michael said, no, I'm sorry. Not to daven Meir. After lighting the Meneda, one has to daven Meir. I'm not going to a regular minyan someplace else. I have to daven right here. Took out a siddur from his pocket. And he very carefully and slowly and lovingly daven the Meir. Okay, said Yisrael finally when the Meir was finished. Time for us to go. Nope, Michael said, I'm sorry. I have a mitzvah to sit by the Chanukah candles for a half hour and to tell stories about Chanukah, to tell about the miracle for some Inisah. And that's exactly what he did. He sat down and whoever would listen, he talked about Chanukah, the miracles, and the story of Chanukah. Okay, finally, said Yisrael, let's go. No, Matel said, I have to have some latkes now. And he went over to the innkeeper and said, please, can I please have some latkes for me and some latkes for my customer, Yisrael. And the innkeeper heated up some latkes for him, sat down together, they had a nice little suda, a nice little farbrengen, made l'chaim maybe a little bit, not too much because he was going to be driving, but a little bit just for the simcha of Hanukkah. Not sure if they washed or they didn't wash for bread, but it was a nice little farbrengen, a nice little get-together. Okay, said Yisrael. Are we ready? Yes, said Matel. Now we are ready. We did for Hashem what we have to do for Hashem. And we did it with a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of love. And now we can go. And they got into the wagon and off they went. And Matel's horse was not a young, wild, strong horse. It was a strong horse, but it was not young and wild. It was older. It took his time. But he knew the way very well. And after an hour or so, both the driver, Matel, and the passenger, Yisrael, fell asleep. But no problem. The horse knew exactly how to get to Leipzig. He'd been there many times before. And he plodded along. Through the night. Now, right near Leipzig, there was a lake. And you had to go around the lake to get to Leipzig. But that was in the summer. In the wintertime, it was cold enough, then the lake froze. And then you could take a shortcut across the lake. When they came to the lake, Matel was already awake. And he looked over the lake to try to figure out if it's frozen enough to go across. Because you know that if it's not frozen enough, then that'll be a big problem because the wagon will go into the water. And he wasn't sure, but his horse didn't want to go. When Matel tried to steer the horse towards the lake, his horse resisted. Because horses and other animals sometimes have a certain intuition, a certain way of knowing something, just like whatever, that's how Hashem makes them. They can sometimes tell if something's dangerous. A lot of times, you know, we see this with dogs and other animals. They have a certain sense. And Matel's horse seemed like it didn't want to go across the water. So Matel figured, okay, probably the horse is able to tell, but it's not cold enough and it's not icy enough and it's dangerous. So, okay, they went around, took a little bit longer, but they arrived at the inn in Leipzig just as it was getting light. And so Yisrael, having watched how Matel did things all this time, being so careful about mitzvahs, he made sure to daven nicely like a mensch, shacharis, with a minyan, the early minyan at a shul, and then he went off to the fair. He got there in time to get a lot of good deals. And he came back to the inn. I guess maybe Matel went with him and maybe met him there a little bit later. Matel probably took a bit longer to daven shacharis. And the wagon was now full of all sorts of good merchandise, which Yisrael had bought and gotten good deals on, and it would be very good for his business. As they are getting ready to leave, it was probably about midday by then, who should come into the inn? And I'm sorry to say they were soaking wet, and they looked very cold. It was Tzvi and his passenger Shmuel. What had happened to them? They had rushed and rushed and rushed, and then they thought they could get even quicker to Leipzig by cutting across the lake. They figured it looks frozen, they'll cut across, but sometimes something looks frozen in the winter, but it's really just kind of a thin layer of ice. And unfortunately, their wagon fell into the water, and everybody got cold and wet and icy. They weren't very happy. And by the time they got all dried off, or at least partially dried off and warmed up a little bit, they were too late to get any good deals at the fair. And so this story teaches us a very important lesson. Sometimes it seems that if we take shortcuts on our Torah and mitzvahs, then we'll have enough time to do better business or whatever it is that we're involved in. If only I didn't have to spend so much time on Shachris or Mincha or Ma'ariv or like the candles, I might think to myself, I'll save all that time and I'll put into my whatever activity it is. But it doesn't really work that way. This story teaches us that when we follow Hashem's instructions and we're careful to do the mitzvahs, we do them carefully, and we do them with a lot of enthusiasm and love and reverence, fear for Hashem, Yerushalayim, then Hashem helps us and we have success. It might not seem as if taking all that time for the mitzvahs is going to give us success, but that's because Hashem is helping from above. And this is a lesson which we need to keep in mind, especially that at Hanukkah time, we are doing a mitzvah, mahadrin min mahadrin, the mitzvah of lighting the menorah. Really, you could do it with one candle every single night, and only one person really has to light in the house, and that's all you have to really do, according to the din of the Gemara, the halacha, the way the Gemara describes it. But we, these days, we are much more careful than that. Everybody who can light a menorah in the house usually lights one, including children, guests, whoever has to light. And they don't just depend on somebody else lighting usually. And besides that, every night we add a candle, more light and more light and more light. And that is not only doing the mitzvah beautifully, which would be mahadrin, it's beautiful of beautiful, mahadrin min mahadrin. And that's how everybody does the mitzvah these days. And so therefore, at Hanukkah time, it's a special time to think about this and to try that all of our mitzvahs, not just the menorah, but all of our mitzvahs we should do in the most beautiful way possible. And this will surely make that Hashem will also do his part in the most beautiful way, which is to bring Mashiach and bring Geula, and may it be quickly and even immediately. Thank you for joining the story of the day.